The Charlie Korshkin Kitty Parade gets underway at 10 o'clock. Today marks the 100th anniversary of the event. Andy Andrews is this year's Grand Marshal. He says the parade is not a large one, but it is one of the oldest kitty parades in the United States.
Well, of course, back in 1913, when the first parade was, Charlie looked at his neighborhood kids, and he started out with his snare drum and started picking up kids and handing them American flags. And they just marched around the block 7 or 8 times, and then he took them down to Hibbett's Ice Cream Parlor on Avenue L and bought them all ice cream, and that was the first year of 14 kids.
What are you hoping for this year?
Oh, I'm hoping for 300. Of course, the weather might hold us a little bit back, but some of the entries, I know there's one 100-foot-long float with 42 people on it. Going to be an attraction. And then we've got another one that has a 1950 Mack semi that he's going to have 15 to 20 of his grandchildren on. I hope for 300 for the 100th annual parade.
In terms of the route, where are we talking about?
Well, it starts at 18th and Avenue G there by the middle school in Fort Madison and proceeds east down Avenue G to the Moose Club parking lot in the 600 block of Avenue G. And of course, all the little kids don't need to march the entire distance or walk the entire distance. They'll still need to register at 18th Street at the registration table. They may join in at 10th and G and just go about 3.5 blocks and still get by the judges stand.
What kind of crowd do you get for this event?
I wish we had the streets lined on all sides, both ways, like the rodeo parade. However, usually downtown's pretty well loaded with spectators, and between 18th and 11th Street, some of them got quite a few spectators, but I really appreciate the spectators that come out to encourage the kids that show in their patriotism.
What is it like for the kids to be involved in this?
Well, I must enjoy it. I get people took part in 1948, 1950 parade, 1957 parade, still coming back, remembers what they rode or how they decorated their bicycle or tricycle and took part in the parade. So we get a lot of repeat people that bring their grandkids, kids that were in parades clear back as early as the 40s.
When did you get involved?
Well, I helped the JCs back in when they took it over to help Charlie in 1956. For a couple years, I helped them, but it really wasn't until I got out of the Navy in 1968. And of course, Charlie had passed away in 1966, and we was having a little problem as to who was going to take over his parade. We had one group in 67 that done it, and then in 68, I got involved again with Fort Madison JCs and served as chairman or co-chairman clear through my JC career, and then after that, I just saw that they had it well organized and served as their organizer, I guess, until they folded and 2000, and since then we've incorporated on our own and have kept the parade going.
What does it take each year to keep the parade going?
Of course, I say if I only have one kid show up, we'll have one kid parade to keep it going, but basically it's parents encouraging their kids to do it. We have about a 12 or 14 man committee that meets starting in January every year and plans the parade.
What do you get out of the whole event?
Well, last year a heat stroke, but as I say, I enjoy the spectators as much as I enjoy the kids. Just think, 4th of July is a special occasion for this country, and I'm historically minded and involved in a lot of historical projects, so therefore it's just good to my heart to see the tradition continue.
Grand Marshal Andy Andrews says the Charlie Korshkin Kitty Parade is open to people of all ages, but the prizes are for the youngsters. Andrews hopes to see plenty of past participants taking part as the event turns 100. I'm Jason Parrott.